بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله continuing with our رياض الصالحين lesson that we have every Sunday after صلاة العشاء إن شاء الله. So alhamdulillah, this chapter that we were going through is the chapter titled باب زيارة أهل الخير, the chapter in which Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه is bringing those ahadith to show that it's very important to visit pious people, sit with them, benefit from them, ask them for du'as, and have a close connection with them. And that when we choose friends and we choose company and people to associate with, it should always be because of piety, because of good qualities, not for any other reason. Kisi ki sohbat ikhtiyar karna ho, to nek khaslaton ki wajah se, achhi sifat ki wajah se, unki sohbat ikhtiyar kya kare. इसके सिवा इसके अलावा और किसी वजह से किसी की सोहबत इख्तियार मत किया करे. तो बाब इस मौजू पर इमाम नवी रहमतुल्लाहि अलैह ने बहुत सारे अहदीस लाए हैं. सो इंशाल्लाह कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम वेयर वी लेफ्ट ऑफ. बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. वअन अनस रदियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु अन अअराबियन قال لرسولिल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम متى الساعة قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أعددت لها قال حب الله ورسوله قال أنت مع من أحببتها وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية لهما ما أعددت لها من كثير صوم ولا صلاة ولا صدقة ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه حديث كي راوي ہے کہ ایک اعرابی ایک بدو آیا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس اور آکے انہوں نے پوچھا کہ یا رسول اللہ قیامت کب واقع ہوگا, قیامت کب واقع ہوگی. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کو جواب دیا کہ تم نے قیامت کے لیے کیا تیاری کی ہے. جواب میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے سوال پوچھا کہ قیامت کے لیے تیاری کیا کی ہے تم نے. رسول اس نے جواب دیا واپس کہ حب اللہ و رسولی, کہ میری تیاری یہ ہے کہ میں اللہ اور رسول سے محبت رکھتا ہوں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ انت مع من احبتا, تم قیامت کے دن ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ہوں گے جن سے تم محبت رکھتے تھے. سو اور ایک اور روایت میں یہ لفظ ارشاد ہوا ہے کہ اس نے یہ جواب دیا کہ میں نے بہت زیادہ ما اعددت لها من كثير صوم ولا صلاة ولا صدقة, میں نے بہت زیادہ روزے اور اسی طرح نمازیں اور اسی طرح صدقہ خیرات بہت زیادہ میں نے نہیں کیا ہے, لیکن میں اللہ رسول سے محبت رکھتا ہوں, تو اسی پر میری اعتماد ہے پوری. سو دس حدیث سیدنا انس بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ از نریٹنگ دیٹ ان اعرابی ا بدوین مین ا ڈیزرٹ ڈویلر ہی کیم ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہی آسکڈ دی میسنجر اف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا وین ول دی ڈے اف قیامہ ہیپن. ا ویری بگ کوسچن, اٹس لائک آسکنگ یو نو ویئر سم تھنگ ویری اسپیشل از ہڈن. سو یو نو یو کانٹ آسک a question unless there's a reason. Is پیچھے, what's your reason? Firstly, nobody has the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, that that only Allah has the knowledge of the Day of Qiyamah. Many other places Allah Ta'ala mentions that, you know, the only person who has, only being who has the knowledge of when the Day of Qiyamah will happen is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No Nabi, no Wali, nobody can say ka Qiyamat kab waqi hoga. Isi tarah, you know, signs of Qiyamat. Signs of Qiyamat, some people like to say ke it's a sign of Qiyamat now and this is going to happen next, that's going to happen next. Even Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say to the Sahaba when that sign of Qiyamat will happen. Hatta ke Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, if Dajjal comes when I am alive, then I am sufficient for you, I will protect you. Meaning Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not know whether Dajjal would come when he was alive or after he passed away. So if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not have this information, then how can any wali or saint say, okay, Dajjal is going to come in 5 years, and Imam Mahdi is going to come in 2030, and this and that. Some people say these things. So where are they getting this information from? If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself didn't tell the Sahaba. In the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a boy, Ibn Sayyad. He was a Jewish boy. He had one eye. And he used to say, I am Dajjal. And the Sahaba used to be very scared of him, because they weren't sure. What if he was serious? So the whole life they monitored this boy. What if he grows up to be Dajjal? He didn't. He grew up and he died. But the point is that the Sahaba weren't sure. So for someone to say nowadays that, you know, Dajjal is going to come, or Imam Mahdi is coming, and this is happening, that's happening, it's very far-fetched. And we don't see any, you know, we see the Rasulullah and Sahaba and the elite, the greatest, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of the ummahs, the best of the eras, the people of those times didn't know when Dajjal was coming. Every single imam and every single sahabi and every single tabi'i would warn their people that Dajjal can come anytime. Imam Mahdi, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, all of these things they will tell them, even though it's been 1,500 years almost. So we talk about these things, about Qiyamah, about the signs of Qiyamah, but nobody can say for sure, okay, when it's going to happen, any of these things. So this person asked, this Sahabi asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam such a big question, when is Qiyamah going to happen? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, you're asking such an important question, what's your tayyari, what's your preparation? What have you prepared for the Day of Qiyamah? So the Sahabi gave such a beautiful reply. And this was an A'rabi. Anas radiallahu anhu is mentioning, Ja'a A'rabiyun. You know the Sahaba, those who used to sit next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, har waqt inko ye himmat nahi hoti thi ke baaz sawal poochhe. They used to look down and they used to have so much adab and so much respect in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't ask every question. That's why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in the riwayat, he mentions that I used to have a lot of madhi. Madhi is the fluid that comes out of the private part when a person is excited, but it's very thin, patli si jo liquid hoti hai. So this is madhi. He says, kuntu rajulan madha'an fastahyaytu an asal an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was a person who had a lot of this madhi. I don't know if everyone's understanding what this madhi is, this liquid. So he said, I had a lot of this, but I felt shy to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one narration he mentions, I felt shy because his daughter was married to me, Fatima radiallahu anha. So it's natural. So he said, فَسَأَلْتُ أَمَرْتُ الْمِقْدَادَ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I told Miqdad bin Aswad, O Miqdad, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu went and asked. So Sahaba many times were very shy. They didn't ask every type of question. Even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, don't feel shy. There's no shyness in deen. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala is not shy about what is haq. If something is haq, ask it. Especially aspects of our deen. Husband and wife are married. Now marriage, alhamdulillah, in our situations, we don't have, in our, still alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has protected us, that in our close-knit circles, there's not this behayai. So when marriage happens, sometimes husband, wife, dealings, they're not sure how to, you know, what kind of dealings to have, what's allowed, what's not allowed. So it's important that we ask a scholar. Don't just say, I should be okay. Because we don't know. It's very important to ask ulama, okay, what should I do in this situation? Anyway, so the Sahaba would not ask every type of question. So this question, this Arabi, and they would wait for these Arabi people to come, you know, the Bedouin people, because they were very rough and tough and very betakalluf, and they didn't have all of this adab and, you know, this understanding of the etiquettes of the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they would come, and many times they would say, Ya Muhammad, straightforward, O Muhammad. Sahaba would, the close Sahaba would never say, Ya Muhammad. So, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, something or the other they would use to address Rasulullah very politely, respectfully. But you see, when these Arabi people would come, they were Muslims, but they didn't know any adab, qaida, kuch bhi pata nahi hota unko. So they would come and say, Ya Muhammad, tell me this. Ya Muhammad, and you know, many times Rasulullah is going to battle, you see an Arabi come and say, Ya Muhammad, you have to tell me this before you go. So they would, Sahaba would wait, they would enjoy it, because they know Arabi people, they ask all the questions we want to ask, but many times we don't find the courage, we're too awestruck by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a, when will Qiyamah happen? So he's saying, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mata sa'a, he didn't even say Ya Rasulullah, he just came and said, Qiyamah kab waqi hogi? You know, without any kind of adab or understanding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to him, what have you prepared for it? So Rasulullah was baytakallaf with these baytakallaf people. He knew that they have no understanding of the majlis, of the adab of the majlis, of the etiquettes of the gathering. Rasulullah said, what have you prepared for it? So he said, Hubbullahi wa Rasulu. My preparation is the love of Allah and His Rasul. Very baytakallaf, very simply, he said, I don't know. The only thing I have is Allah's muhabbat and His Rasul's muhabbat. In another narration, he mentions that he said, I've not prepared many kathratu salatin wala sawmin wala sadaqatin. I've not prepared many salah and many fasting, many sadaqah. I don't have much of this. Illa anni ahbabtu Allah wa Rasulah. Except that I love Allah and His Rasul. اگر مجھے کسی چیز پر یقین ہے تو اس بات پر یقین ہے کہ میں اللہ اور رسول سے بہت محبت رکھتا ہوں. اس کے علاوہ باقی چیزوں میں تو ہر چیز کے اندر نقص ہے اور ہر چیز کے اندر کمی ہے. الحمدللہ, every single Muslim should have this in their heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he respond to him? Anta ma'a man ahbabta. Don't worry, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be with those who you love. That's why in the Quran, in Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Such an ayat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, after Isha Salah, he started reading Tahajjud Salah. In his Tahajjud, he recited this ayat, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And he cried all the way till Fajr just reciting this ayat. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala Qiyamat ki irshad farmayenge, ke aaj mujrim log tum nek logon se alag ho jao. Dunia ke andar logon ko dhokha dete the. Aaj alag ho jao. Aaj tumhari sahi jo hai, ye banawat sab kuch khatam. So today, this is very important. You know, this ayat, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala will divide the people. On the day of Qiyamah, there is going to be groups of people, pious people, Anbiya, Salihin, Shuhada, Siddiqeen, and all of those who are with them. And then you're going to have the Mujrimun, Kuffar, Fusaq, Fujjar. And on the day of Qiyamah, every Muslim should hope that I am with the pious people on the day of Qiyamah. Because in logon ke saath ban gaya na, inke saath ek ikatta ho gaya, so inshallah we have great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala can put us with them and enter us in Jannah somehow. You know, like the ulama used to say, yes, Jannat mein kisi tarah, you know, ghus jaun. Somehow Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Somehow Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Because I've got no hope. If Allah Ta'ala starts asking questions, then I've got no chance. Anyway, so Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says after this hadith, this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this Arabi person that if you love Allah and His Rasul on the day of Qiyamah, you will be with these people. Jin ke saath tumhari dili muhabbat ho, Qiyamah ke din Allah Ta'ala tumko unhi ke saath jama karenge, unhi ke saath tumhari hashar farmayenge. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions ki ye din jo tha humare liye Eid ban gaya. That day became like a day of Eid for the Sahaba. Because every single Sahabi could say, take a qasam in the name of Allah that I can give my life for Allah. And I can give my life for Allah's Rasul. I would rather my life 100 times I am killed for the sake of Allah than Allah's Rasul is harmed. Every Sahabi could take this qasam. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu anhu, that story is so powerful. When the mushrikeen of Makkah, they captured Khubayb radiallahu anhu and they hung him up. Some narrations mention they nailed his hands to a wooden cross. And then they said, we're going to make a spectacle of this person. So what they did was, they would come with small daggers and small spears and they would make small cuts all over his body just to give him as much torture as they possibly could. His entire body, he only had clothes from the bottom and he had no clothes and they were cutting his body, cutting. Blood was coming from everywhere. So before he dies, they want to give him as much pain as possible. And all the mushrikeen of Makkah were standing around cheering, happy, encouraging it. At that moment in time, Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, later, that time he was not a Muslim, he said, oh Khubayb, all of this you're going through, this taklif, this hardship, is because of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would you have given for Muhammad to be in your position today? Would you have preferred Muhammad is here? Look at Muhammad, he is in Medina, and he is in comfort, and you are here taking all the punishment because of him. Khubayb, radiallahu anhu, said, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sitting in Medina, and a thorn, pricks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would not be able to tolerate this. This was the love of the Sahaba. Their life is going, they're being tortured, but in that moment if someone said, Rasulullah is being harmed, I can't bear this. You can harm me as many times as you like. So this is the reality. So the Sahaba, it became Eid for them. That we don't have anything else. That's why Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his Qasida Burda, وَلَمْ أُصَلِّ سِوَى فَرْضٍ وَلَا أَصُومِ. This is what he's referring to. His entire Qasida Burda, this Johanna, it's love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just ishq, so much love. The whole Qasida Burda, subhanAllah, if a person reads it with the translation and the understanding, you just see this person is madly in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions in there, Ya Allah, the only salah I've come with is the farz namaz. And the farz roza. Apart from that, mere paas kuch aur nahi hai. Aur wo bhi main jo ada kiya tha iske andar itne sare galtiyan aur itne sare kami, you know. So, but one thing I can say for sure is my heart is filled with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa an ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, juz wa hadith inshallah. Radhiyallahu anhum, qala jaa rajulun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqala ya Rasulullah, kayfa taqulu fi rajulin ahabba qauman wa lam yalhaq bihim? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه. So many hadith similar meaning. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person came ke ek aadmi aaya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas aur farmaya ke ya Rasulullah, aap us shakhs ke bare mein kya farmate hain jis shakhs jiske andar jo hai na kisi logon kisi giroh ya kisi shakhs ke liye bahut muhabbat ho lekin uske amal jo hai in logon ke amal ke sath nahi jud raha hai. मतलब इसके अमल इन लोगों के अमल से बहुत दूर है लेकिन इसके दिल के अंदर इन लोगों की मोहब्बत बहुत ज्यादा है. आप इस शख्स के बारे में क्या फैसला करेंगे, क्या फतवा देंगे? तो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया अल मरउ मा मन अहब्बा. इंसान जिससे मोहब्बत रखता है अल्लाह ताला उसको उसी के साथ हशर फरमाएंगे और इंशाल्लाह आखिरी जो ठिकाना होगी उन्हीं के साथ ही होगा जिनसे दुनिया के अंदर दिली मोहब्बत रखता था. लेकिन ये मोहब्बत जो है वो सच्ची मोहब्बत होनी चाहिए, झूठी मोहब्बत नहीं. आई लव यू बट इन द हार्ट इन नॉट शो. लाइक अ पर्सन सहाबी सेड, चलो मीन इंग्लिश, सैयदना अब्दुल्लाह बिन मसूद रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु नरेट्स दैट अ पर्सन केम टू रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड ही सेड या रसूलुल्लाह व्हाट डू यू से अबाउट अ पर्सन हु लव्स अ ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल. However, he can't reach their actions. His actions are too less and their actions are far greater. But he loves them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will be with whom he loves. So I was saying this muhabbat has to be true. Because if the muhabbat is true muhabbat, then it will encourage you to do good things. But if it's fake muhabbat, like a sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Wallahi inni uhibbuk. I swear by Allah, I love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Unzur ma taqul. غور سے سمجھ مطلب سوچ سمجھ کر بات کہا کرو. You know, I love. So sahabi repeated again, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him again, unzur ma taqul. You know, pay attention, think carefully about what you are saying. He said again, wallahi inni la uhibbuk, three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if that is the case and you truly love me, then remember that those people who love me, musibat and difficulty and hardship comes to them so quickly, flood water, the same way flood water goes from the one location to another location. When a flood happens, very quickly it starts and very quickly it takes over the whole land that is going to flood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you truly love me, then the same way a flood very quickly goes from one place to another, that's how quickly musibat and hardship and difficulties are going to come in your life. So get ready for difficulties. Some ulama say that was addressing that particular sahabi. Okay, if you love me, Allah is going to test you. You can't have such a big ni'mat or dawlat in your heart and Allah is not going to test you for it. Someone says, I'm a doctor, no one's going to test him. Someone says, I'm a mufti sahab, no one's going to ask him any questions. I'm a mufti sahab, I'm going to hide from people. Koi sawal na puche, sawal na puche, sawal puche to main pakad jaunga. Right? I'm a doctor, no one asks me anything medical. If you ask me anything medical, then you'll realize I'm a fraud. So same, you're claiming to love Allah and His Rasul, Allah is going to test you. You can't just be a fraud. I love Allah and His Rasul. Yes, I'm going to go to Jannah with all of the pious people. Allah is going to test you. Do you truly love Allah and His Rasul? So that when the test happens, to phir us waqt pata chal jayega ke waqi is shakhs ki dil ke andar Allah aur Rasul ki mohabbat hai ya nahi. So Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon these few ahadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. لا إله إلا الله.